Kate.com.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. 6:44 the time.
All right. So Otz Kilcher has a new book out called Son of a Midnight Land, and we're going to give it away in just a moment. But he writes at the very end of the book, "Thank you to my children. You know me well and still love me." And on the back of the book, there's a kind of a promo from Jewel, his daughter. It says, "Very seldom do we get windows into our parents' private lives with such honesty. This book proves anyone can find forgiveness, love, and ever change at any age." So, Otz Kilcher, welcome to the Mike and Casey Show.
Hello, Casey, with a K-A-C-I-E.
That's exactly right.
No, it isn't.
Why not? I like it.
K-A-C-E-Y.
Or I'll take it. I'm not going to disagree with Otz. Don't you have a grandson named Casey?
I have a grandson named Case, K-A-S-E.
That's right, Case, exactly right. Well, you would know.
Wow, you get high marks. I love you already, Casey, just because you know I have a grandson. I mean, you've done your homework.
All right, well, tell us about this new book. It sounds so interesting. The TV show has been a big hit, and now you've got a memoir to go with it, Son of a Midnight Land, huh?
What do you think of that title, first of all?
I think it's good. I have my own book out called Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped, so I'm into book titles.
Well, you know, Alaska has the slogan, as every state does, and it is a land of the midnight sun. So we had a little play on that, Son of the Midnight Land. And it's a book about how I got here from there. How's that?
Well, that's a journey.
My philosophy of it takes hard pioneering homesteading skills and work, whether you're clearing the land, planting a garden, digging up the sticks, pulling the rocks out of the soil, whether you're trying to, you know, work on your inner landscape.
You're so much better off having to till this inner landscape yourself than if you had a life of, you know, champagne and roses up till this point, right?
I love that. Maybe that'll be the title of my next book, Who Wants Inner Champagne and Roses?
Well, I know you perform sometimes with Jewel. How would you describe her to the world? Because you know her better than we do.
Gee, I'd have to say multifaceted. I mean, just like she has so many different looks, depending on what she wears or how she wears her hair or whatever, she has a multifaceted personality. She's sharp. She's intelligent. She learns fast. Of course, you know, great singer, great entertainer, now going into a business, trying to start a business of her own. But yet, you know, very social, very out there, but also very a very private side. But the thing I'm most proud of her, she has taken her inner landscape and looked at it and decided, hey, I can improve. I want to understand myself better, and has worked really hard at making herself a better person on the inside as well. Thank
All
you.
Right, Otz, you're great. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling in.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Jewel's dad, Otz Kilcher.
Yeah, and you know, I looked at the cover. He kind of bears a resemblance to our Mr. Fix-It here, Dennis. I think he looks like Dennis.
Dennis the handyman at WHUD?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you don't see it? Okay.
But he's a handsome guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting by a fire, and we're going to give his book away.
Yeah, let's go. Call number 7. You want his book? It's really a nice memoir. You're going to love it, especially if you're into things like Alaska, which he was born and raised in Homer, Alaska. So let's go. Call number 7, 1-877-274-9483. Call number 7. You get the book from Jewel's dad.
100.7 to